right now at the Home Depot. Get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in prime time against Bowling Green. Kickoff is set for 6:30. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Cubs looking to take two in a row from the Mets tonight at Wrigley. John Lester gets the start against Matt Harvey. Pregame with Mark Gordy starts tonight at 6:30. White Sox and Royals with a matinee again today. Pitcher Lucas Giolito taking on Kansas City's Eric Skoglund. Sox leading 2-0 in the bottom of the second inning, or actually we're heading into the third now. Adam Engel doubled in Tyler Saladino and Kevin Smith. He's currently got both RBI. Two games in progress around baseball. Cleveland going for their 21st straight win. They're leading Detroit 5-3 in the eighth. Yankees leading the Rays 3-1 in the fifth. Bears were back at practice today as they begin prepping for Tampa Bay. Head coach John Fox says he hopes his team is more comfortable in week two.
You'd like to think so. You know, I think, but it's no different than coming off of a bye or, you know, if you're, you know, a team gets to look at you the extra week. I mean, there's a lot made of everything, but. You know, like I said, at the end of the day, it's who plays the best for those 3 hours.
Fox also revealing today that Jarrell Freeman's pectoral muscle will require surgery. Paris gets the 2024 Olympic Summer Games. Los Angeles will get the games in 2028. This scoreboard update is brought to you by State Farm. State Farm, here to help life go right. And today, tune into the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network for first pitch at 7:05, sponsored in part by White Castle. Try any two Belgian waffle sliders for only $4. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Mets at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The pitch on the way. Bouncing ball slowly hit to Rizzo. He's got it. Feeds Strope, and the Cubs win. Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com and all of our weirdos over there on Facebook Live. It's time for us to talk some baseball. Not just Cubs baseball, but we can go around the National League and the American League because Ron Darling is getting set to join us.
Ron Darling's got some big games coming up with the MLB on TBS. Next two weekends, there's going to be some Cubs featured against the Cardinals this Sunday, against the Brewers the next Sunday. And TBS is the exclusive home of the 2017 National League postseason, where the Cubs are trying to get. He joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Hi, Ron.
Hi, guys. I was just thinking we're kind of the exclusive coverage of the Chicago Cubs this year because they just have been have had so many compelling games on Sunday.
Well, and from a business standpoint, I know people at TBS want the all of that audience that the Cubs would bring. So while you must remain objective, it would only be reasonable to be looking at these NL Central standings and understanding it would be good for you and your company if the Cubs continue to stay in first place.
Well, of course. And I think, you know, what's interesting, and I know it must provide a lot of anxiety for Cub fans out there, but, you know, each and every year is different. And anyone who followed the Cubs last year, boy, just everything went about as planned. And they got their World Series. And this one certainly has been a lot more anxious, a lot different than the year prior. But in some ways, if the Cubs are able to hold on, which I think everyone in baseball believes they will, boy, will they be battle tested for October.
It's a tale of two different years. I want to ask you, because you played and you know the feel of a clubhouse, the Indians are looking to set a mark in the AL with 21 straight victories. It's the bottom of the eighth. They've just ended the eighth. They're up 5-3 against the Detroit Tigers. And then you look at what the Dodgers have been going through. And I think about what the Cubs did last year, which is run roughshod over the National League. And then this year, when you are going into the playoffs, of course you want to be playing good baseball, but does it matter as much as we make it out to be? Or is it, you know, barring some...
History says it doesn't.
Yeah, barring
right?
some yeah. catastrophic injury, of course, that will influence that. Does it matter that you've won 20 in a row or lost 11 in a row or 11 out of 13 when it's time for the playoffs?
Well, I think it matters less than most people think it does. I remember the year 2000 when the Mets played the Yankees in the World Series. That were a Yankee team went 2-13 down the stretch. So, you know, there was concern for that team. Listen, if you're the Dodger fans, you certainly don't want to be where you're at right now. And it's not about the losing, which is bad enough. It's just, you know, they haven't played at all like they played all summer. That to me would always be alarming. For the Indians, when you watch them play, I mean, they're everything is going perfect right now. In some ways, they probably wish October was here and not September, so they could continue this run, and they've done it without Kipnis and Miller and others. So it's just been a fantastic baseball story. And then as far as the Cubs, I just, you know, last year their pitching, and I think we tend to overlook that with teams, but, you know, their pitching was just about perfect. You know, Jason Hamill won 15 games for you guys last year. Every fifth day he was on the ball. So, you know, that's what the Indians are getting. Every night they're getting a really good effort from their starting pitching. They're not overusing the bullpen, and they got timely hitting. So it's, to answer your question, you would prefer to be playing some real strong baseball. But the other hand is that you don't want to get in a wild card situation if you can help it and win your division, because in the wild card game, you know you have to use your best pitcher or your strongest pitcher to make sure that you get into the rest of the postseason. That probably weakens you for the next division games.
What I've learned, Ron, is that fans will find a way to be unhappy no matter what, because if you're on a 20-game winning streak, fans are grumbling about, well, this is the wrong time. They're peaking too early. These games don't matter as much. And then if you're losing, it's like, stop losing. We're never going to win again. No matter what, there's a way to interpret it as somehow damaging to the chances of winning a World Series. And the fact is, none of it probably matters, because if you get into a playoff series, you hit a bunch of home runs and you get some solid starting pitching, you're fine.
Yeah, and it's not even that. I think that, you know, the way to win 21 straight games, and I've got the game on as we speak here, the way to win 21 straight games is that you have a great pitching effort every fifth day from five different guys, and then you get to the postseason, and two of those guys you don't even use.
Right.
So, you know, that changes how your team is. I think that the way fandom has gone now, because there's so many ways to kind of vent how you feel about your team, is that, you know, there's no team likes their manager. They always find a fault in their manager. No team likes their closer unless you were the Yankees in the 90s with Rivera. I mean, there's always something to vent about, but, you know, venting about it is because you care. And sometimes if you care on the bright side, that's great, and not on the bright side, that's part of it.
We had that conversation yesterday about, you know, just relaying to certain fans, because Joe Maddon actually said, hey, we don't think of the game the way you do because this is our jobs. If you were a manager or a player currently, or I don't know, an agent or somebody in the ear of a player, how would you direct, especially with social media, how would you direct a modern day guy in Major League Baseball in his interaction with the fans? Because fans want you to go hard and always be in the batting cage and always be in the gym, and Jock Peterson can't take an Instagram picture smiling with his dog anymore.
Right, you're losing. You're not allowed to smile. Right, it's amazing.
Yeah, I think that my advice would be, and this is an old ex-player talking, my advice would be is if you could, I would stay off it. There's only negative that's going to come from it. You know, occasionally there's something very positive that's going to come from it, but I think a lot of players feel as though, you know, it's a chance for them to brand themselves. It's probably Major League Baseball's job to do a little better job of branding them. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
but, how would you interact daily with them? Not even social media. How do you internalize, if at all, what is going on around you outside of the clubhouse?
Yeah, I would do it in the same way that it's always traditionally been done, and that is, so I'm not pitching that day. I wasn't every day. I was a starting pitcher. I would be out there signing autographs and shaking hands. When you see people out at dinner or they see you, you know, you'd be kind and nice, because 99% of the fans are so sweet and mm-hmm. so kind to you. You know, you do get that occasional person that is just awful, but they're awful in every single walk of life, so you can't do anything about that. But I just think, as far as fans wanting to converse with you via social media, I just think it's a no-win situation, personally.
When you hear teams talk about urgency, and this again comes with the fans' desire to say, you know, do your job better, get out there and get in the cage, or take infield, or mandatory batting practice, or team meetings, or players-only meetings. When you want a team, when you hear that term urgency, baseball's weird in a way that it's very hard to manifest urgency like you can in other sports. How do you interpret that? What does it mean for a team to be playing with greater awareness or urgency or seriousness?
Yeah, well, I've always thought of urgency is that your little part of the game, whether you're a starting pitcher, whether you're an everyday player, whether you're a bench guy, whether you're a guy in the bullpen, your part of the game you take care of 100%. You know, any team that I've played on that's lost a lot of games, you have a lot of guys looking sideways at the guy that's next to him, or, hey, it wasn't my fault, he didn't do his job. And every single team that I've played with that have been successful, and I've played on a lot of great teams, is that everyone's pulling on the same rope. And the way you pull on the same rope is you take care of your little piece. You know, if you're the starting pitcher, you make 32 starts a year. If you're an everyday player, you play 150 games a year. And as far as the day-to-day stuff, because you're right, you ask a great question. It's not like football where if you get angry, you can go out there and hit someone real hard and inspire your team. It's not like that. It's just it's such a marathon of sustained excellence, and it's very difficult to do each and every day. The great baseball players do it each and every day. The mediocre players find it difficult. But I would think my advice, if it was a manager or a mentor or whatever, would say, hey, listen, don't worry about so-and-so or what's going on. This is a individual team sport in the sense that I'm in charge of what I have to do today. And if I take charge of mine and we are a good team and everyone else is taking care of theirs, that's always the good teams and the recipe for success.
TBS's Ron Darling joining us right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. My partner a couple of days ago asked Cubs play-by-play man Len Casper about Jason Hayward. I'm going to ask you about him. As a former pitcher, you know, you look at guys' swings and trying to upset timing, and it seems like the first two or three weeks of this season, after all we heard about what he did, taking it back to the lab and re-engineering his swing, it seems like he's reverted back to some of the same, not, I don't even know if it's the same, the mechanics, but the results have been the same. And this is 2 years now. And while I was in Atlanta, I covered him as well. And people saw that body and wanted him to be a bigger power hitter. And he was just a spray hitting guy who we saw with the St. Louis Cardinals not get out. And that's why he was so attractive when you get a 27-year-old and that kind of contract. What would you do with him if you could? If you could sit down with Jason Hayward and say, this is what you were doing when you were good. This is what I'm not seeing now. Is it a confidence thing? Do you think it's a physical thing? Because now we're 2 years in now, and it's kind of setting in that this might be what you got.
Yeah, boy, it's such a great question because I saw him in the beginning, as you did, when he had the spring training that I've never seen anyone have before, of consistently hitting the ball over parking lots and things like that. I remember what kind of hitter he was then, and I know that it was a guy that was very patient. Even some critics said patient to a fault. A guy that had a lot of whip in his swing. And I don't know whether, because I don't know Jason well enough, I don't know whether it has been injuries. You know, this is a young man that got hit in the face by a pitch. I don't know what it is, but when I look at his swing, and it's just me looking at it, and I watch him play a lot, it looks much more mechanical than it did when I first saw him come up, where it really seemed where he was in a position of see it, hit it, hit it hard kind of position. And when I see him now, I see a more mechanical type of swing. I don't know whether it is because of the extra work and trying to get to a place. You know, sometimes, and I've gone through this myself, there's a paralysis by analysis that kind of sets in. You know, the whole key for being a baseball player that plays every day is that you have to really walk that fine line between making sure that you have the foundation of a swing that will work every day. But second, once the game starts, you just compete your rear end off. And that foundation should serve you well. But at the same time, you have to react not only to, okay, how am I swinging the bat? It's that, how is this guy trying to get me out? And I've got to be smarter than him and make sure when I get my pitch, I hit it. To answer your question, I don't know where you're going to go with Jason. I don't think you're going to see what you saw early in Atlanta when he was, you know, a 300 hitter and more power, more RBIs. Unless something radically changes, I think you're going to have a guy that is challenged at times on the offensive side. But again, not to take away from him, because everything he does other than his hitting, of course, certainly is positive, and he does something every night to help his team win. I watched that last night in beating the Mets. So, you know, I'm a big fan of Jason, and I think all of us would love to see him hit like he did early in his career. Mm-hmm. I'll relay a quick story. I remember when I first saw him, I was talking to an old scout for the Atlanta Braves, and I said, boy, you guys got really something in Jason Hayward. He looks like the next Willie McCovey to me. For your fans out there, Willie McCovey, one of the best hitters ever for the Giants all those years. And he said, well, he's good, but the kid that's his best friend and roommate, Freddie Freeman, now he's going to be a great hitter.
That's a hitter.
And I remember hearing that and saying to him, well, I don't know what he's talking about. How could anyone be better than Jason Hayward? Well, trust the scouts. They know better than you most of the time. And Freddie Freeman has become, you know, one of the premier hitters in all of baseball.
Jake Arrieta is trying to come back from an injured hamstring, and the injury is somewhat nebulous. They're not saying it's a pull or a cramp. We're not really, and I don't even know if they really know, because nothing showed up on the MRI, and a lot of it is just trusting the feedback they get from Jake. And Chris Bosio was on this station this morning, a Cubs pitching coach, and boy, he really evinced some perfectly reasonable nervousness about this comeback, about how it times up with the postseason, and thinking that you've got to be ultra conservative in pushing him back, because, you know, A, it's a hamstring, And B, it's a guy who's, what, 32 years old. And if you screw it up, if there is any kind of setback, it puts his participation in the postseason in jeopardy. So I'm just curious, what's the right way for a team with all the moving parts here, with trusting the athlete and an athlete going into a free agent push also, which matters for him personally, and your medical staff and your pitching coach, all of it. What's the best way for this to work?
Yeah, great question. I think there's a lot of moving parts right there to try to figure out. Now, it would be much easier, you know, if the Cubs had a 10-game lead and they could kind of nurse it along and make sure that Jake was ready for the postseason, because he's certainly not going to forget how to pitch and pitch at an excellent level, because he's, you know, he's one of the premier pitchers in the game. That would be the number one scenario, but you don't have that. You really need Jake in there every fifth day to make sure that you get to the postseason, because he's a big part of your ball club. I would say, though, that, you know, what good is it getting to the postseason if you're very aggressive with Jake Arrieta and the next thing you know that he's not a part at all in your postseason run? That's going to make a difference in how far you go. I would think that's how important a player he is. So if the Cubs continue to win and continue to have a lead, I think they'll remain conservative about Arrieta and when he comes back. And if things get really dicey, and certainly you have a series this weekend that could make things dicey, then I think you're going to have to be less conservative, and the athlete Arrieta and the team are going to both have to push to try to get him back on the field. That's kind of how it works. And, you know, so the best thing maybe the team could do for Jake Arrieta is each and every day pound out some W's so that he can be conservative in his approach and be ready for October.
Well, there it is from Ron Darling, MLB on TBS. You will be seeing and hearing more of him, and if things work out well for the Cubs, even more down the road. Ron, we always appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Ron.
That's Ron Darling, brought to you by CeCe's. Want to taste the sauced and tossed flavors of CeCe's wings on your pizza? Well, now you can, with three pizzas inspired by wings, now at CeCe's Buffet for just $5 and change. Prices may vary.
A serious story developing what? Right now. Rockford, Washington, a shooter has opened fire at a high school in Washington State, killing one person and injuring at least three others. I don't know if the person is in custody yet. At Freeman High School, so
yes. They're in custody. Yeah, shooter is okay. in custody, or at least neutralized, as they say. I thought you were going to talk about the fact that the other story is that a White House press secretary, the White House has called,
jumping in on ESPN affairs.
The White House has called for the firing. This is in an actual press briefing. Crazy. Has called for a journalist, for a broadcaster
on Twitter
to be fired. Because of criticism of the president. So, and this is, and actually the what I just saw was fascinating, was of all places, this is how through the looking glass we are here, that Noah Rothman, the associate editor of Commentary, is even criticizing it. With the long-standing conservative outlet says it is anathema to any conservative to call for the career of someone who offended with speech. And Commentary calls this grotesquely irresponsible from the White House. But this is a sportscaster. A sportscaster now in the crosshairs of a White House press secretary. This is
different world we live in.
Where we are. Different world from where you come from.
It's Bernstein. It's a different Bernstein and Goff. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Got a lot to get into. Top of the hour, we will talk to talk to him about his book, give us a little preview, and check in with our guy. If you want to jump in, got some conversation for you. We got Zach Zabin next. I apologize. Well, I don't apologize. We have Zach Zabin next. We'll talk to Zach Zabin
next. We're going to give the
Bears report.
Bears report wraparound coming your way.
Jarrell Freeman news and everything else right here on The Score.
Jake Arrieta breaks down the Cubs with us on the Bernstein and Goff Show tomorrow at 2 on 670 The Score.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. We needed it. Those were the words of Dodgers manager Dave Roberts after L.A. beat San Francisco 5-3 last night to end that 11-game losing streak. And no truer words have ever been spoken. I'm not sure who needed it more, the Dodger players or the Dodger fans, but I'll go with the fans. Because on some level, the players had to believe that they could turn this around. The fans, on the other hand, seem to have lost faith a couple of weeks back. Forget about winning a World Series. Dodger fans here in L.A. were worried that they might not win another game. And it's not like they didn't make it interesting last night. Closer Kenley Jansen entered in the eighth with a 5-3 lead. He got the final out. But then he loaded the bases in the ninth. Uh-oh! Fortunately, he digs deep, punches out Nick Hundley. Ball game over, streak over. Thanks for coming. And in so doing, they clinched a playoff berth. I'm Jim Rome.
CBS Sports Radio. Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Looking forward to that movie. There's never been a better time to buy a quality used car at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Start with the available 1.9% financing. Then add Sunrise Chevy's huge selection of vehicles to fit any budget. Cars, trucks, SUVs, you name it, they've got it. That includes the area's best inventory of used cars for under 10 grand. Credit problem? Sunrise Chevy has financing for everybody. So come on through. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
Learning where your DNA comes from with 23andMe.com might just inspire you to explore your connection to the world, like Kate. 45% of Kate's DNA is from the British Isles, so she took a little bike trip through Scotland. And 10% of her DNA is from North Africa, so she paid a call to Morocco. Order a DNA kit with 23andMe.com today and let your 23 pairs of chromosomes show you another way to experience the world. Get over 75 reports on ancestry, health, traits, and more at 23andMe.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
There was something interesting in an FBI report recently explaining that the average property loss from just one home break-in was $2,316. That's the average, one burglary over $2,000. Then you tally up all the burglaries in the country, and obviously it's worse. The total loss is in the billions. So with so much to lose, it is as important as ever to protect your home. And you can try it right now with a new and different product, SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe protects every door and window in your home, and you get motion sensors and entry sensors, and SimpliSafe system is completely wireless. So you can set it up yourself. You're not drilling holes in your wall and dragging wires all over the place. You'll have professional alarm monitoring around the clock, ready to send police. That's just $15 a month. With SimpliSafe, you can be sure that your home and your things are protected. So go to simplisafe.com/score and get a special 10% discount when you order today. Or if you want this security system right away, visit your local Best Buy. You'll have your home protected by tonight. That's simplisafe.com/score for 10% off. Simplisafe.com/score.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Chris Bryant.
We have a pretty good opportunity here to kind of separate ourselves. But at the same time, don't put too much pressure on ourselves. There's no need for it. Because, you know, I think at the end of the day, we know what type of team we have. We know what we're capable of. So if we just go out there and play, you know, I think good things will happen.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Now shopping for your family can earn you free gas.
Fill her up, Mom!
That's because you can use Plenty Points to save money on Synergy fuel at participating Exxon and Mobil stations, the exclusive gas partners of the Plenty Rewards program. You'll get $2 in savings on gas for every 200 Plenty Points you redeem. How great is that? So download the Plenty app and activate bonus fuel offers from Exxon and Mobil today.
Way to go, Mom!
Total amount of savings depends on points earned. Maximum of 2,500 points per gas purchase. See Plenty.com for details.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning, I wake up and I listen to The Score on the TuneIn app. It's Matt Spiegel. I listen to my show, Mully and Hanley. Every radio show I need from around the country is available on TuneIn. And now every Bears game, every NFL game is available via TuneIn as well. It's the TuneIn app.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
It's 2:30 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Bowling Green. Kickoff is set for 6:30. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bears were back at practice today as they begin getting set for Tampa Bay in week two. Head coach John Fox said today that inside linebacker Jarrell Freeman will need surgery on his torn pectoral muscle, but has no idea how long he'll be out. Brian Urlacher, one of the newly eligible for the Hall of Fame, along with Ray Lewis and Randy Moss. This year's Pro Football Hall of Fame class will be chosen in February. In baseball, John Lester takes the mound tonight at Wrigley as the Cubs look to get a win streak going against the Mets. Matt Harvey going for New York. Cubs have a 2-game lead over the Cardinals and a 2.5 game lead over the Brewers. Pre-game with Mark Grody starts tonight at 6:30. White Sox with another matinee against Kansas City today. Lucas Giolito got the start for the Sox. Eric Skoglund for KC. Sox have gotten RBI from Adam Engel and Tyler Saladino so far. They lead the Royals 3-0 in the top of the fourth. Elsewhere, Cleveland beat Detroit today and set the AL record for consecutive wins with 21. You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting a great deal on the best-selling Motorola from Sprint. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/free phones, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today to learn more. Sprint works for me. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Mets at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
Can I get back to football or...
Right damn now, Zach Zaidman is on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. The injury bug is biting. The Bears are reacting. And it's happening again. Hi, Zach.
Yeah, three starters are down. And this isn't a surprise. You knew when Jarrell Freeman was put on injured reserve that it wasn't because of the concussion. Turns out it's because of that pectoral muscle injury. John Fox confirming that it's a torn pec muscle.
Oh.
So he needs surgery. And you know what that means.
That's painful.
Don't expect him to be back in the 2017 season. And Nick Kwiatkowski is going to get a tremendous opportunity to solidify himself as an inside linebacker with this team going forward. First off, though, let's remind everybody that today was Conference Call Wednesday with Tampa Bay coach Dirk Koetter.
Hey, Coach. How are we doing? Doing great. Thank you. Got Dal Loggins here for you, Coach.
What's up, Coach? How you doing?
What's up, Dal?
I'm going through my press conference now. Good luck with these guys. It's a tough group.
All right.
That really did happen. There was no editing done there. That's naturally how it took place today.
It wasn't funny, so, I mean...
No, that's why the best part about that was Dirk Cutter was not at all...
he wasn't enthused.
enthused about speaking with the enemy.
All right, so what'd you get from one Dirk Cutter today?
Well, I don't care what Dirk Cutter had
Damn
to say.
Damn it, well then why'd you play the tape for me?
Because that's what we do. It's a tradition in the afternoon. The real story here is Tariq Cohen and his emergence as a big-time player after the first game of the season against the Atlanta Falcons. And here is I put this montage together... because everyone at Halas Hall is talking about Tariq Cohen this week. So here's a little montage of what everyone's saying about him, what Tariq's saying, and it's going to pump you up due to the fact that the Bears are 9-24 during this regime. So this is one of those cool stories going forward.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, he's not a mystery now. I think that's evident.
Well, I mean, the secret's out. Tariq, everybody knows who Tariq is now.
The main thing I've heard coming in this week was... some people are like, I had you on the bench. I should have started you. I'm a believer now and that kind of thing.
Not only does he take the hit, but he takes the hit and he's juiced about it, you know? And I don't know if that says there's something wrong with him, but he likes it. He likes to have fun. He loves football.
He's fearless. Like, he knows it's coming and he's fearless.
I feel bigger than everybody on the field.
When you have a guy that's 4'9", you know, you worry about him sometimes. But there's a little awe to it when you see a guy that's so small, you know, doing those things. I'm sure he's going to give it to me for calling him so small.
Akeem is like... 5'11" if I'm 4'9".
Well, I'm 5'6", so I definitely wouldn't. No, the kid, his heart and his toughness and his passion for football. You know, you talk about Tariq, give him a lot of credit. He played quarterback, he played slot receiver, outside receiver, running back. He's a smart kid. I've told you guys the greatest asset the kid has outside the physical skills is he might be our hardest practice player. Works his tail off, loves football. It's important to him. And obviously, you know, he's a playmaker, and the Bucks have seen the tape, and they're going to obviously be aware of where he's at, and I'm sure they're going to work really hard to try to take him away.
And I know while listening to that, you're probably thinking, well, why on earth wasn't Tariq Cohen on the field for three of the final four offensive plays against the Atlanta Falcons?
No, we know why. He's not ready to handle the burden of everything right now. And so we pick and choose, like, the plays that he can and can't handle, and I shouldn't say can't handle, isn't quite ready for it, because it's a fine line with him because he can do so much. And he's a true joker running back that can also play wide receiver and can obviously play quarterback and do some of those things, run zone reads. And so, you know, we have to pick and choose and make sure that we don't overload him and allow him to play fast.
Basically, they missed Benny Cunningham in the situations down the stretch of that game because Cunningham would have been the guy that they would have used in third down situations when it's obvious passing downs because of his ability to block and all that kind of stuff. And they didn't train Cohen for that aspect of it because he had all the other stuff that Dal Loggins talked about on his plate heading into that game.
Well, when he talks about that's on film or on tape, that's important.
Yes.
You know, because you got your one chance. This was your only chance to spring something on somebody. And they did. And it worked to some extent because nobody really saw this coming. We did get a non-admission from Tariq yesterday when I asked him when they run that package they ran at the goal line, has he thrown a pass in practice? And there was a pause. He said, I don't think I'm allowed to talk about that.
No, I think that...
it tells me he's going to target Mike Glennon at some point on that fade route.
Well, anyone who's been out to Bourbonnais, and again, there's a lot that we can't talk about in regards to what we see, but, you know, Jason was out there. You saw those mm-hmm. practices. You know, Dan, I would submit there's a lot more that you haven't seen in regards to how they're going to use Tariq Cohen and their tight ends and the other running backs in regards to the framework of this offense. But ultimately, you know, what needs to happen for this team to take the next step offensively and be able to score more than 17 points a game, they need to create the illusion of a vertical passing game threat. And they don't have that right now. Now, maybe if Marcus Wheaton is able to play this week, he is clearly the Bears' fastest receiver, the guy that I think opponents would fear the most. But even if he's out there, can he truly catch the ball with his hands as opposed to against his body? What kind of rapport does Mike Glennon have with him? Because early on in training camp, he had the appendectomy. Then when he came back almost immediately afterwards, he broke his pinky finger. So I don't know what kind of a rapport they've established. And I know Ben Roethlisberger was a big fan of Wheaton's. But the problem that he's had over the course of his brief NFL career is he can't stay healthy for a variety of different reasons. He's not the biggest guy out there. So I don't know how much more you can continue to count on this guy going forward. To me, it is a big issue because they don't have guys at the receiver position that scare you, and you need to have guys that can, A,
they scare me just for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, no, you're right. And then the other aspect of it is, you know, I've heard people say, you know, why didn't they open the offense up a little bit more against Atlanta? Well, that's idiotic because to do that, you have to have receivers make contested catches. Then you're forcing Glennon to throw into really tight windows. And what happens in those situations? You turn the ball over. And when you turn the ball over, when the other team has an explosive offense, it's a bad recipe, and they're facing another explosive offense this week in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, especially when you go out onto the road where this group of offensive players for the Bears, they're participating in a real road game for the first time together. That's why I think you have to be conservative, with the exception of some of the things that they've done with Tariq Cohen and their tight ends.
All right, so what are they going to do in terms of Jordan Howard? It didn't get a lot on tape with Jordan Howard because he touched the ball, 13 times, 16 times last game, and is Adam Shaheen going to be a part of this? Like, what new things can they unveil as they get ready for a team that they haven't seen any tape on because they didn't play in week one?
Great questions. I think the biggest issue with Jordan Howard going forward, John Fox mentioned on Monday that he injured his shoulder and on the touchdown that he scored. So you didn't see much of him in the second half in terms of productivity. I wonder, when the injury report comes out later today, what is it going to say for Jordan Howard? And is he 100% healthy? They said he was fine on Monday, but then everybody's fine on Monday. And then all of a sudden on Tuesday, Jarrell Freeman goes on IR. So I want to wait until the injury report comes out a little bit.
So with Benny Cunningham down,
high ankle sprain,
right, Kadeem Carey gone, what would they do if Howard's limited?
Taequann Mizzell. Remember,
he was the guy. I already took two.
Yeah, so just take the one that they took from Baltimore, and he's into the mix. And you know, we'll see. They have the fullback Burton. It means a greater role for Tariq Cohen. You can use Cohen now as a decoy and flex some of your wide receivers out a little bit. The biggest thing, though, is I don't know if this is an advantage. You know that Mike Glennon knows everything that the Buccaneers like to do defensively and all their secrets. But then the Bucs know every single weakness that Mike Glennon has. Although
so does everybody with a television.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Right? I mean, lack of athleticism, a kind of a slow release.
It puts a lot of pressure on the offensive line to be perfect. It puts a lot of pressure on the receivers to get off press coverage and create a target. The good thing is he did not turn the ball over. And as long as he does that, he's going to put this team in a position where they can make some plays. So to me, that's a big deal. Speaking of Glennon, this will mark the first time in his life he takes on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wow. Let's get to Nuggets.
Obviously, it counts the same, but it's against, you know, the place I was for the past 4 years. A lot of friends, familiar faces on the other side. So, I think it's just, you know, human nature to be a little looking forward to this, probably a little more than, you know, just because of going against, you know, my former team.
What are you eager to show in this game on that stage in that stadium against that team?
I don't think necessarily show any one thing in particular. I just would love to win. I mean, to get back to 1-1 would be is the ultimate goal. Doesn't really come down to showing them anything. I just want to have a winning performance and help our team get back to 1-1.
There is the exciting Mike Glennon talking about his return to Tampa Bay. And I'll leave you with this because I know you want the nuggets and tidbits.
It's always riveting stuff for Mike, isn't it?
Yeah, he does. Remember, he inspires that locker room. He's a true leader. He's a skyscraper out there. He sees things because he's very tall. Anyway, the thing... That's what they.
You can't keep a straight
face. I can't, but I love it. Anytime people ask other players or coaches about Mike Glennon, they never give you anything about his game. They always tell you, well, he's tall, he can see the field.
It's sort of like asking, what does John Fox do? The answers are like, he's a player's coach. Yes, but what does he do? We've been on a.
He's a CEO of the coaching staff.
Okay.
Based on what I've been. But speaking speaking of the man that is affectionately known as Foxy inside Hallis Hall, he was asked about Brian Urlacher because, as you know, no, please call me Zach. He's one. Brian Urlacher, the ex-Bear who was booted out of this building as fast as possible by Phil Emery, but Urlacher is one of 11 first-year eligible players for induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Fox, who is not shy in regards to telling you that he's been doing this for a minute, was asked what he thinks about Brian Urlacher and his chances. Take a listen.
Well, he was a dominant guy, you know, as a Mike linebacker. And what was, you know, kind of unusual about Brian was he kind of played like a monster man in New Mexico, you know, and I think... you know, come in here being a DB for most of your career in college and then transforming into a middle linebacker and, you know, the best in the business that I remember during that time. And I hope I'm not offending anybody else, but, you know, and he was good both in the run and the pass. You know, he was sideline to sideline. You can't get away from him because he's right in the middle of the defense. And, you know, he was a part of a lot of really, really good defenses here in that time. And, you know, I thought was a dominant player.
I know you don't vote, but he's a Hall of Famer.
Well, I think, you know, in my opinion, yes. You know, but you know, I don't think my phone's ringing off the hook right now. They're asking me for my vote. But, you know,
how hard is it to say yes?
So he did say yes.
You know, I don't know.
Brian Urlacher.
Dan, relax. You got to get through the show.
I know. All right, we're out of time. We can't do nuggets or tidbits.
All right, that was the nugget or tidbit.
Then we've done it. Everything works out great.
You missed a chance to hear from Tanner Gentry, the Steve Largent of the 2017 Bears. I don't know if he's going to get an opportunity to play this week. I know he's on the active roster. I don't necessarily know that that means he's going to be active on game day. See you guys.
Bye. Zach Zaidman brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. He's really such a trip. And 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free. It's like Zach Zaidman as Zach Zaidman doing the Bears report.
It's a ball of laughs, that Zach.
But it's all, it's just, it's quite a thing. Also, another piece of work, Terry Bores is going to join us after the top of the hour. You don't want to miss it because it was indeed what he had been waiting 25 years for, not having to watch a Bears game.
A Bearsless Sunday.
Yeah, so we'll see how that went for him.
And we'll talk about his new book right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. 312-644-6767 is the phone number if you want to jump in. Oh, we can start to talk about his website that he wanted to open up too.
No, we can't.
Okay, we can't do that.
Off the air, baby.
Terry Bores, top of the hour right here on the Score.
My ass hurts.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. Yeah, it was a frustrating loss for the Bears in week one. How will they fare against Tampa Bay? We're covering it right up to game time. So keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for...
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure a reverse mortgage, give me a call. Hal called Chicago's hometown bank. Yeah, the one that counts your change for free for a reverse mortgage. Hal thought Chicago's hometown bank's closing costs were excessive, so he called me for a free consultation. I reviewed Hal's loan documents and confirmed Chicago's hometown bank was charging him over $9,500 in closing costs, which is ridiculous. I helped Hal secure a reverse mortgage and paid all his closing costs. Now I know how Chicago's hometown bank pays for all those change counting machines. If you're in the market for a reverse mortgage and want to be treated with respect like Hal, give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358. RMLA and MLS 1.
We all know Xfinity Cable is where it's at. We all know Xfinity Internet is where it's at. But let me tell you why Xfinity Wi-Fi is where it's at. Because they have a network of hotspots that keep you connected to the Internet around town at, most importantly, Wi-Fi level speeds. Access to the hotspots is offered at no additional charge to all Xfinity mobile customers, as well as Xfinity Internet customers like myself who subscribe to packages that include speeds of 25 megabits per second or higher. Currently, there are more than 15 million hotspots nationwide compared to AT&T's lowly 30,000 hotspots nationwide. You can easily locate hotspots near you through the app or the website and create a saving list of your favorite hotspots for easy reference. Right now, Xfinity Wi-Fi is delivering the fastest hotspots in the places you need them the most. Get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Call right now, 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com for more details. Offer ends pretty soon here, September 21st, 2017. Requires EcoBill, paperless billing, auto-pay enrollment, and one-year term agreement. Restrictions apply. Not available.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality used car at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Start with available 1.9% financing, then add Sunrise Chevy's huge selection of vehicles to fit any budget. Cars, trucks, SUVs, you name it, they've got it. That includes the area's best inventory of used cars for under 10 grand. Credit problem? Sunrise Chevy has financing for everyone. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
To count the discounts, safe driver, paperless, automatic payments, multi-car, so many a penny. Saved is a penny earned, you learn. The money you saved, it builds like a wave of dollar bills. The thrills, scary movies give me chills.
Discounts that help you save more for the things you want. From Progressive, visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it, I saw it, Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
To well-qualified buyers.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Allen into the motion, the wind and the pitch. Swung on, ripped to left. Chisenhall coming on. Slides, he made the catch! Ball game! And mark it down, folks! History on September 13th of 2017. The Cleveland Indians have set a new American League record, winning their 21st consecutive ball game.
That highlight courtesy of the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.
All right, yeah, but mazel tov. I mean, it's still, you got to go win the World Series.
So don't celebrate this accomplishment.
No, it's great.
Van B, your swaggy B, telling you to, you know, keep your powder dry, young man.
Well, that's funny.
Jesus. Just set an American League mark. He's,
great.
You know, that call will last forever, and that guy's real. No?
Okay.
What? I mean, I didn't.
Wait,
I don't...
aren't you the guy that's, oh, baseball playoffs are so unpredictable.
Really are.
Anything can happen.
Correct.
You're walking around.
So,
here
like,
with the
thing that regular season baseball is probably more telling than any other sport.
Totally then. Agree.
Then what is the lack of accomplishment of winning 21 games in a row?
It's a magnificent accomplishment.
Go win a World Series.
Yeah,
and I'm
get him, Shep.
No, it's a,
relax, Shep.
I think it's a wonderful accomplishment, but is it going to be remembered by people and say, "Oh yeah, well,
they made a movie yes. about the team yeah. that won 20"? Yeah.
But not because it wasn't because they won 20. It was because
Jeremy Giambi was gyrating on a coffee
it was
table.
Of how they were built and what they did to change the game.
No, I mean I think it's kind of cool, but
yeah.
I mean, you had the red rocket going on for Brett Gardner's catch interference streak just a couple of days ago, right? I mean, come on. Was it Brett Gardner?
Kobe Ellsbury?
No, it was Jacoby Ellsbury. Like, you
same
couldn't
guy.
Wait to tell.
Exactly.
Yeah, really
no,
they'll be White Sox soon.
Yeah, right.
Same thing.
Sean Figgins, too.
Like you say, it's a nice little cool baseball thing.
It's 21 games in a row, though. That's more than cool, dude. That's, like,
it's just going to really suck if they don't win the World Series after that.
Not really. Because you can't be the small sample size guy and then say it's going to suck if they don't win the World Series.
It's going to suck for them. I don't care. I mean, I don't have anything. I don't have a vested interest in the success or failure of the Cleveland Indians.
I love this guy.
So, I mean,
I love this man. I would have never thought you would have reacted
that way.
Remember
that year that we won 21 in a row and then lost to Seattle?
If Chris Sale didn't start the way that he started, maybe Corey Kluber would be the front runner. Corey Kluber's been magnificent.
Their whole staff.
Yeah.
It's been what Joe Sheehan
It's been a majestic staff.
It has been one of the great starting pitching runs we've ever seen.
And one of my favorite guys in Frankie Lindor has been outstanding as well.
And in all aspects too.
Yeah.
He's super smiley too.
He's a lot of fun.
He's there with Javi and Bryant as these guys who are just like happy baseball people.
Yeah. Right? You don't have to chewing on nails at all times on a baseball field. Like, be yourself. And I think Francisco Lindor is that. Hey, man.
Lindor, 21-year-old shortstop. Switch hitter. He's got a great smile. Nice. Young man. What a thrill. 21 years old.
We were in Cleveland for game one and game six last year, and that town doesn't have a lot to cheer for, doesn't have a lot going on in this downtown area. I could see why Johnny Manziel wanted to live right where we stayed, because other than that, there's really not a lot going on. So yeah, man, enjoy yourselves, Cleveland team.
Take a look at that logo and see.
Oh, dude, there was an old timer who wore the old time logo, like the 47 logo.
I remember it was during a game.
Oh,
during a Sox game, wasn't it?
It looks like, I mean, if like.
Well, there was the guy during the World Series with the face paint and everything. There's
well,
that guy.
Those dudes are all walking around, though. But that logo on the jacket of like somebody's depiction of Scottie Pippen on meth, it was bad.
Again, when's the last time you've seen Peter Pan? The Disney movie Peter Pan.
Yeah, I don't even think I've seen it.
And there's the whole song, What Makes the Red Man Red?
Yeah, well.
I told you that. We put, oh, let's show
gonna,
the kids Peter Pan.
Now you're going to push your liberal agenda on us.
And then we're
again.
Like, let's, kids, let's not. Oh, the DVR broke.
No, Daddy, it didn't.
Yeah, it did. It broke. I'm kicking it.
I don't think I've sat through that or Dumbo.
Ooh, Dumbo sucks. The only thing worse than Dumbo is Pinocchio.
I've sat through Pinocchio.
And Snow White's the worst of all of them. Pinocchio blows. Dumbo blows.
Careful. You don't want to say Snow White does that, because then you're going to have a lot of search engines going up.
Yeah, and then Ted Cruz is frantically typing. This segment brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. If your weekends are reserved for football, then you should be watching the games at B-Dubs, where all the fans are there for the same reason, to watch sports. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Terry Bors joins us next on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Okay.
Hey. Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One Sports.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
It's Jason Goff here, and if you travel for business, you know it's a game of wins and losses. Having an open seat next to you on your flight, that's a win. Person in front of you being a big goofball with a sweaty head and reclining that seat so you can see that sweaty head, that's a loss. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, well, that's not just a win, it's a triple win. Like I've been telling you, number one, Upside has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. Number two, Upside will reward you with a gift card to places like Amazon.com every time you buy a business business trip. And number three is the amazing six-star treatment you'll get from Upside's customer service specialists, who they call navigators. Recently, a navigator noticed an Upside user was booked in a middle seat on a three-hour-plus flight and said, not going to do that. The navigator upgraded her to an aisle seat with more leg room. It's pretty cool, isn't it? And that's just one example of how Upside navigators go above and beyond for business travelers such as yourself. Upside navigators are instantly accessible 24/7, voice, chat, email, or message on the Upside app, even reaching out to you with useful info to make sure that you avoid problems before they happen and your trip is excellent. I'm going to start you right now with that Upside six-star treatment. Go to upside.com and use my code SCORE, and you'll get a minimum $100 gift card to amazon.com. That's code SCORE for a minimum $100 gift card to amazon.com when you buy your next business trip at upside.com. Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete.
Get to JCPenney's 10 days of nonstop new fashion and beauty event. Starting this Friday, find amazing new deals every day. Friday only, our exclusive Libby Edelman collection has select styles at 50% off. And Saturday only, select Liz Claiborne over-the-knee boots are $49.99. Plus, get 2.5-carat lab-created white sapphire studs for just $10. Hurry, our deals are here today, new tomorrow. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. Earrings offer valid through 9/24. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com/new for event details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me.